give in to Agamemnon? I think not. Neither to him nor to the rest. I had small thanks for fighting without truce against hard enemies here. The portion's equal whether a man hangs back or fights his best. The same respect or lack of it is given brave man and coward. One who's active dies like the do-nothing. What least thing have I to show for it, for harsh days undergone and my life gambled, all these years of war? A bird will give her fledglings every scrap she comes by and go hungry, foraging. That is the case with me. Many a sleepless night I've spent afield, and many a day in bloodshed, hand to hand in battle for the wives of other men. In sea raids I plundered a dozen towns, 11 in expeditions overland through Trojan country, and the treasure taken out of them all, great heaps of handsome things, I carried back each time to Agamemnon. He sat tight on the beachhead and shared out a little treasure. Most of it he kept. He gave prizes of war to his officers. The rest have theirs, not I. From me alone, of all Achaeans, he preempted her. He holds my bride, dear to my heart. Aye, let him sleep with her and enjoy her. Why must Argives fight the Trojans? Why did he raise an army and lead it here? For Helen, was it not? Are the Atridae of all mortal men the only ones who love their wives? I think not. Every sane, decent fellow loves his own and cares for her, as in my heart I loved Briseis, though I won her by the spear. Now, as he took my prize out of my hands, tricked and defrauded me, he need not tempt me. I know him, and he cannot change my mind. Let him take thought, Odysseus, with you and others, how the ships may be defended against incendiary attack. By God, he has achieved imposing work without me, a rampart piled up overnight, a ditch running beyond it, broad and deep, with stakes implanted in it, all no use. He cannot hold against the killer's charge. As long as I was in the battle, Hector never cared for a fight far from the walls. His limit was the oak tree by the gate. When I was alone one day, he waited there, but barely got away when I went after him. Now it is I who do not care to fight. Tomorrow at dawn, when I have made offering to Zeus and all the gods, and hauled my ships for loading in the shallows, if you like and if it interests you, look out and see my ships on Hellas waters in the offing, oarsmen in line making the sea foam scud. And if the great earthshaker gives a breeze, the third day out I'll make it home to Thia. Rich possessions are there I left behind when I was mad enough to come here. Now I take home gold and ruddy bronze, and women belted luxuriously, and hoary iron.